Book of Romans, chapter 12.
请我们翻到罗马书第十二章。
Book of Romans, chapter 12. We want to read verse 1.
请翻到罗马书第十二章，我们来读第一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God.Which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。这就是你们属灵的敬拜侍奉。
We read one more time.
我们再读一次。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。这就是你们属灵的敬拜侍奉。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we do thank you that this morning we can come to your table to contemplate your love.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，早上我们能够来到你的桌子面前，来思念你的爱。
We confess that the salvation is so great beyond our understanding.
我们承认这救恩是何等的伟大，是超过我们所能够明白。
Therefore, we have a desire, so the Lord will reveal your love to us even more deeply.
因为我们有一个意愿，就是你更多的把你的爱向我们显明出来。
So we can give you the praises and worships.That's comparable to your mercies.
我们能够把你所当配得的敬拜和赞美来归给你。
This morning we sing the song, take our life, take our voice, take our hands, take our gold and silver. Lord, we pray the Holy Spirit to make this a reality in our life.
今天早上我们唱这首诗歌，说我的一生，我的声音，我的双手。主，我的经营，愿意这一切都成为实际。
So we pray the Holy Spirit will move in our heart to give us that power to make that a reality.
愿意圣灵在我们的里面运行，给我们力量，使这成为实际。
We pray that this morning you will anoint everyone here.
愿意今天早上膏我们在这边的每一个人。
Without your anointing, this time will be in vain.
没有你的膏油，这个时间就荒废。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hands.
因此，我们把这段时间交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. This morning, we'd like to consider these verses again. And in these verses, apostle begin by saying, "Therefore."
今天早上，我们愿意在一同来思想这一节圣经。在这段圣经，保罗一开始就说：“所以。”
You don't start writing something new by using the word "therefore" as your first word.
一般当你开始写一段经文的时候，你不是会用“所以”这个字来开始。
That means this is a connection.Between what has been written before chapter 12.
这表示说 这是一个连接词，是把前面所说的连接起来。
The book of Romans has 16 chapters.
在罗马书里有16章圣经。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11 tells us the truth of the gospel.
从第一章到第十一章告诉我们了福音的真理。
From chapter 12 to chapter 16 tells us the power of the gospel.
从第十二章到第十六章就告诉我们这福音的能力。
大能。
大能。
So we have truth of the gospel on one hand, then we have the power of the gospel on the other hand.
所以我们有福音的真理。一边有福音的真理，另外一边我们有福音的大能。
What is the connection from the truth of the gospel to the power of gospel?
那这个什么是从福音的真理到福音的大能的连接呢？
And that's an important importance of the Romans 12 verse 1, which is the connection from the truth to the power.
所以这就是罗马书第十二章第一节的重要性，它就是从把福音的真理到福音大能的一个连接词。
It is so critical that there is a connection from the truth to powers.
从真理到大能是如此的重要，所以必须要有一个连接。
I was flying back from Europe yesterday.
我昨天从欧洲飞回来。
The only time I have is 10 hours in an airplane.
我能有的时间就是在飞机上的十个小时。
Therefore, I plan to use that time wisely.
所以我就愿意用把那个好好的来利用那个时间。
So therefore, I connect my laptop to the power on my seat.
所以我就把我的电脑插到插座上。
But after a while, my laptop shuts down.
但是过了一阵子，我的电脑就关掉了。
And I realized that the plug has no power coming out.
然后我才发现那个插座是没有电没有电源出来。
So I have a very nice laptop.
我有一个非常好的电脑。
A lot of memory.
有很多的内存。
I have a lot of information that I have collected on my laptop.
我也在那上面收集了许多的资料。
I have my Bible on my laptop.
我也有在那里面也有我的圣经。
I'm ready to work on my outline.
我就在那边预备好了要来准备我的讲章。
Everything I need is on my laptop.
我所有的一切所需要都在我的那电脑上。
But my laptop has no power.
但是我的电脑却没有电源。
There's nothing I can do without power.
我没有电源，我实在一切都什么事都不能做。
Brothers and sisters, that we do have the truth of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是有福音的真理。
But without the power of the gospel, it's very difficult to live out a life that is comparable to what we're supposed to live.
但是若是没有福音的大能，我们就实在是没有办法能够活出那个与这个福音真理相配的生活。
Then I told the stewardess I have no power.
所以我就告诉空中飞行员说我没有电源，空中小姐说没有电源。
Then she went to the front and she did some magic, then the power came back.
那她就到前面去做了一些奇妙的事，那个电源就回来了。
So we need to have this connection.
我们必须要有这个连结。
We know the truth of the gospel.
我们知道福音的真理。
But we need to know how can we connect the truth to the power.
我们必须要把这个真理能够连接到这大能上。
And this is a very important matter. Therefore, Paul said, I urge you.
这是何等的重要，因此保罗说，我劝你们。
Paul knew the importance of having the power.
保罗知道有这个能力是何等的重要。
Paul did not say that, do this if you can.
他并没有说，若是你能够你就行吧。
He was passionate about this matter.
他是有热切的，有热情的来说这件事。
In fact, Paul was begging the saints to do this.
他保罗其实是恳求信徒们来做这件事情。
He was very aware the need of connecting the power to the truth.
他是看见这是何等的需要，你必须要把真理与这个能力大能连接起来。
Paul said in Philippians, I may know him and the power of the resurrection.
保罗就在腓立比书告诉我们说，使我认识他，晓得他复活的大能。
And this connection is in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
那这个连接就是在罗马书第十二章第一节。
And this is the only connection from the truth of the gospel to the power of gospel.
这就是在那个福音真理与福音大能之间的一个连接。
Brother and sister, maybe you have known Christ for some time.
弟兄姐妹们，也许你已经认识主有一段的时日了。
But if you have not experienced the power of the gospel, maybe we need to go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
若是你还没有经历那福音的大能，那我们就必须要回到罗马书第十二章第一节。
Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
This is the connection to the power.
这个就是那与连接于能力的连接到能力上的。
So what does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Presenting your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
将你的身体献上，当作活的圣洁的祭。
Everyone has heard this phrases many times.
我们在座的每一个人都听见这句话许多的次，许多次。
What does this really mean?
但是这对我们有是什么意思呢？
If you think about a sacrifice, doesn't matter if it's a lamb or it's a sheep or it's an ox or it's turtle dove.
当你思想一个祭牲的时候，不管它是山羊、绵羊，是牛或者是斑鸠。
There is one purpose for his life.
在他的对他的生活只有一个目的。
And this purpose is to be the sacrifice for the Lord.
那个目的就是要献上为了归给主。
If one day that this animal was chosen to be the sacrifice, then his life purpose was fulfilled.
若是有一天这个祭牲被选上了献上归给主，那他生活的目的就达到了。
On the other hand, if this animal for some reason was never chosen to be the sacrifice.
若是有这个祭牲他就不知道是什么原因就一直没有被选上做祭物。
Now once you pass1 year old has not been chosen, then you will not be chosen again.
但是他过了一岁以后若在一岁之内没有被选上的话那他就不会再被选了。
Then the entire life of this animal is wasted.
那这个祭牲的一生就是荒废了。
Can you see the urgency in Paul's heart now?
你在这边你是否能够看见保罗心里面的迫切呢？
And can you see the spirit in his words?
你能够看见那在他话语里面的灵吗？
And it is not an optional thing that we do.
这个并不是一个我们可以选择的事。
It is an important thing for every single Christian.
这在对每一个信徒都是一件非常重要的事。
To present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
将我们身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的。
So when we say the word living sacrifice,
那我们说到的活祭,
that means an individualwho live his or her life wholly for the Lord.
乃是说到一个人就完全的一生的是为了主而活。
And this is the only way we can connect the truth to the power.
而且这是我们唯一的方法能够把属灵把福音的真理连接到大能上。
And last time when I shared this matters and afterwards I was asked by a sister.
上一次当我交通这个主题以后有一个姐妹来问我。
And she asked, what does it really mean?
她就问我说这到底是什么意思呢？
I thought I just spent an hour.
那我想说我才花了一个小时的时间解释。
And he said, what does it really mean in my life?
那她就问我说在我的生活里这个真实的意义是什么？
So I thought for a while, I said, no.Say if you own a company.
那我想了以后，我就说，若是你有一个公司
，then you are completely responsible for the company.
那你就要负那个公司完全的责任。
If your company have a human resource issue,
若是你的公司有人事的问题
，then that is your problem.
那就是你的问题。
If your company has a financial issues, then that is your problem.
若是你的公司有财务上的问题，那是你的问题。
If your company has a marketing issues, then it's also your problem.
若是你的公司有这个市场推销的问题，那就是你的问题。
Because you are the master of this company.
因为你是这个公司的主人。
You are the owner of this company.
你是这个公司的拥有者。
You have every power concerning.This company.
你对这个公司要有所有的权利。
The needs of this company, you have to fulfill that need.
这个公司任何的需要，你都必须要来满足。
So what does it mean by presenting yourself a living and holy sacrifice?
那把你自己身体献上当做活祭是圣洁的是什么意思呢？
I said it's like you. Sell this company to another person.
那就是好像你把这个公司卖给另外一个人。
You transfer the ownership of this company that you own to somebody else.
你把这个公司的所有权，卖给另外一个人。
You sell it to the Lord.
你把它卖给主。
So now the Lord owns your company.
那现在主来拥有你的公司。
Then you work for the Lord. You still work in the company. You now work for the Lord.
你仍然在这个公司里工作，但是现在你是为着主而工作。
And the Lord is the owner of this company.
若是主是这个公司的主人的话。
If your company has a human resource issue.
若是你的公司有人事的问题
It's the Lord's problem.
那就是主的问题。
If your company has a financial issue,
若是你的公司有财务上的问题
It's the Lord's problem.
那就是主的问题。
Your company has any problem, it is Lord's problem.
你的公司不管有任何的问题都是主的问题。
It's no longer your problem anymore.
那不再是你的问题。
You simply have to come to the Lord,And tell the Lord your problem.
你只需要简单的来到主面前，告诉主你的问题。
You live for the Lord.
你乃是为着主而活。
You are no longer the source of the solution of your company.
你不再是这个公司的问题的解决的源头。
God is the source of that power.
神就是那个能力的源头。
Every one of us owns a company.
我们每一个人都在经营一个公司。
Our company also has three parts.
我们的公司也都有三个部分。
One part is our family.
有一个部分是我们的家。
Another part is our work or our job.
另外一个部分是我们的工作。
And the third part is our service in the body of Christ.
那第三个部分就是我们在基督身体里的服事。
So every one of us has this company.
我们每一个人都有这个公司。
Are we the master of this company?
我们自己是不是这个公司的主人呢？
Are we the power of this company?
我们是不是这个公司的能力呢？
Have you sold the company to the Lord?
你是否已经把这个公司卖给主了呢？
That is meaning of the living sacrifice.
这个就是活祭的意思。
When you do have issue in the family,Do you go to the Lord?
当你家庭出了问题的时候，你是否来到主面前呢？
Because you have sold the company to the Lord, you must come to the Lord for resolution.
因为你已经把公司卖给主了，你必须来到主面前寻求解答。
When you have issue in your job, do you come to the Lord?
在你的工作上有问题的时候，你是否来到主面前呢？
When you have issue in service, do you come to the Lord?
当你在聚会的服事有问题的时候，你是否来到主面前呢？
Have you sold your company to the Lord?
你是否已经把你的公司卖给主了？
And that's the connection from the truth of the gospel to the power of gospel.
这个就是能够把福音的真理连接到福音的大能上。
This morning I would like to share three manifestations of a consecrated life.
今天早上我愿意交通到一个奉献生活的三个彰显。
If you have this consecration, you present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, then three manifestations.Will be seen in your life.
若是你已经将你的身体献上，当作活祭，那就在你的生活上就必须会看见到这三个表现。
And the first manifestation, 彰显 the first manifestation is to have a spirit of humility and simplicity.
第一个彰显乃是你有谦卑和单纯的灵。
Remember that in Matthew, our Lord Jesus said such a word.
你记得在马太福音，主对我们就说这样的话。
And Jesus said, Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
主说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式， 断不得进天国，所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
The first manifestation of a consecrated life is to have the humility and simplicity of a child.
所以第一个奉献生活的彰显，就是有一个谦卑和单纯的心，单纯的灵，像小孩子一样。
This person has a childlike spirit.
这一个人是有一个孩子般一样的灵。
What is a childlike spirit?
那一个孩子一样的孩子般的灵是什么样子的情形呢
？And a childlike spirit is a person who can hear.The voice of the Lord.
一个有孩子般的灵的人，他是能够听见主的声音。
Not only who can hear the voice of the Father, he can obey the word of the Father.
他不仅能够听见父亲的声音，他也能够顺服父亲的话。
A child has a complete trust to his father.
一个小孩子是完全的信靠他的父亲。
And the simplicity.And the humility is the source of that power.
那这个单纯的的心和谦卑的灵，就是那个能力的源头。
If you look at the story of our Lord Jesus on earth,
你若是看见主耶稣在地上的生活
，then you can see that childlike spirit.
你就能够看见那个孩子般的灵。
You can see that spirit in Jesus.
你能够看见那个灵是在耶稣的里面。
Whether he was 12 years old, whether he was 30 years old, the same spirit.Can be found.
不管他是十二岁的时候，或是他三十岁的时候，你都能够看见这样的灵在他的里面。
When Jesus was 12 years old, he heard the voice of the Father.
当主耶稣是十二岁的时候，他听见了父的声音。
Then he obeyed the word of the Father.
那他就顺服了父亲的话。
But when Jesus was 30 years old.Old,
当主耶稣是三十岁的时候
he still heard the voice of the Father,
他仍然听见父亲的声音
and he still obeyed the word of the Father,
他仍然顺服父亲的话
and that same childlike spirit never changed in Jesus' life.
这个孩子般的灵在主耶稣的 生命里从来没有改变
and that is the manifestation of a consecrated life.
这个就是一个奉献生活的一个彰显。
And this is the beginning of our spiritual growth.
这也是我们属灵成长的一个开始。
We need to hear the voice of the Lord.
我们必须要能够听见主的声音。
So, brothers and sisters, can we hear the voice of the Lord today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们能够听见主的声音吗
？Now remember the story of Samuel.
你记得撒母耳的故事吗
？What was the first thing God taught Samuel？
神教导撒母耳做的第一件事情是什么呢
？The first lesson he had to learn is to hear the voice of the Lord。
撒母耳所学的第一个功课就是要能够听见耶和华的声音。
And he was really a boy。
他仍然是一个童子。
But one day, then God called him。
有一天。神就呼叫他。
During the time of Eli,
那是在
the word of the Lord was very rare.
那是在以利的时代里面，耶和华的言语稀少。
And nobody can hear the word of the Lord.
没有人能够听见耶和华的声音。
Not even Eli.
连以利自己都听不见。
But God wants to speak to his people, but no one can listen.
神何等愿意告诉对他的百姓们说话，但是没有人听得见。
But there was a child called Samuel.
但是那里有一个孩童撒母耳。
Therefore, God called out to Samuel.
所以神就耶和华神就呼叫撒母耳。
And Samuel heard it.
那撒母耳就听见了。
And he said, "Here I am."
他就说我在这里。
You see that childlike spirit? Here I am.
你能够看见那个孩子般的灵吗？我在这里。
Then he ran to Eli.
然后他就跑到以利那里去。
He saw Eli called him.
他想说是以利在呼叫他。
Then Eli said, "No, I didn't call you."
那以利就对他说：“哦，我没有叫你。
”Then go went back to sleep.
回去睡觉吧。
And this happened the second time.
那这第二次又发生了。
If this happened to you the second time while you go to Eli.
若是这第二次发生在你的身上，你还会不会到以利那里去呢？
Have a childlike spirit. Samuel went to Eli the second time.
有这个孩子的灵，撒母耳就再一次到以利那里去。
Eli said, "I didn't call you."
以利对他说，我没有叫你。
Then this happened the third time.
那这次又第三次发生。
Will you get up when this happened to you the third time?
若是这第三次发生在你的身上，你会起来吗？
I probably would not.
我想我大概不会。
I would go back to sleep.
我就回去睡觉。
But Samuel has this childlike spirit.
但是撒母耳有孩子般的灵。
He went again.
他就再去一次。
Eli said, "Oh, next time when you heard this, you say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'"
那以利就说，哦，那下一次你再听见的话，你就说耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Indeed, happened the fourth time.
那是的，第四次就发生了。
And Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
撒母耳就说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
This was the most important lesson Samuel had ever learned in his life.
这是撒母耳一生中一个非常重要的功课。
And to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
他就说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is a childlike spirit.
这就是一个孩子般的灵。
This is a manifestation of a consecrated life.
这是一个奉献生活的一个彰显。
Doesn't matter whatever happened in your life.
不管你在你生活中发生了什么事情,
your first reaction should be, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
你的第一个反应应该说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
If you have issue in the family,
若是你在家庭中有问题,
if you have issue with your child,
若是你与你的孩子之间有问题,
your first reaction is, "Say, Lord, speak, your servant is listening."
你的第一个反应就应该说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Maybe there's a crisis in your job.
也许在你的工作上有一个危机。
Your first reaction is, "Say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
你的第一个反应就应该说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
This is the manifestation of a consecrated life.
这是一个奉献生活的一个彰显。
But then, there's a second part of the lessons.
在这个，他有第二个功课要学。
Samuel had to learn to share what he's heard to Eli.
撒母耳就必须学习把他所听见的要告诉以利。
And Samuel was afraid in the beginning.
在开始的时候，撒母耳是惧怕的。
Because what he heard was the judgment of the house of Eli.
因为他所听见的乃是对以利家的一个审判。
No, Samuel was as a boy.
那撒母耳是一个孩童。
Eli is a very old priest.
以利是一个年老的祭司。
Can you imagine a boy Samuel to tell Eli the judgment to his house?
你能不能够想象一个孩童撒母耳要对着年老的祭司以利告诉他他家的审判呢？
But he learned that lesson.
但是他学了这个功课。
He told Eli everything that he heard.
他就把他所听见的每一句话都告诉了以利。
And this defined the life and ministry of Samuel.
这也就决定了撒母耳一生的服事和他的侍奉。
Being able to hear the Lord and be faithful to what you heard.
他能够听见 神的话也能够忠于神的他所听见的。
And this is a childlike spirit.
这是一个孩子般的灵。
Throughout Samuel's life, you can see the spirit.
在撒母耳一生的年岁里，你能够看见这个灵。
He never lost the ability to hear the word of the Lord.
他没有失去能够能听见耶和华声音的的力能力。
He never lost the ability to be faithful to what he heard.
他也从来没有失去能够忠于神所对他所说的话。
Even to his old age.
即使到他年老的时候。
You know, when he was very old, God said to Samuel, "Now you need to anoint another person."
当他年老的时候，耶和华神告诉他说，你现在要去高一个人。
And Samuel said to the Lord, "How can I go?"
那撒母耳就对神说，我怎么能去呢？
And Samuel said, when King Saul hears of it, he will kill me.
若是扫罗王听见了，他一定要杀我的。
Definitely Saul will kill him.
扫罗一定会杀他的。
But Samuel was faithful to the Lord until the end.
但是撒母耳向着神是忠心直到最后。
And the Bible said, so Samuel did what the Lord said.
所以圣经就告诉我们说，撒母耳就照耶和华的话去行。
And in Jesse's house, Samuel continuously to hear the Lord.
在耶西的家中，撒母耳继续的能够听见耶和华的声音。
This one is not.
这个不是。
This one is not the king.
这个不是我所要高的王。
This one is not the king.
这个不是王。
He heard seven times.
他听见了七次。
Until the eighth one come in.
直到第八个孩子来
了。And Samuel heard again.
撒母耳就听见了。
Arise, anoint him, for this is he.
神就对他说，起来。高这个人这就是他，你起来高他吧。
From the day he learned this lesson until the last day, Samuel continued to have this childlike spirit.
从第一天他听见耶和华的声音，直到他年老的时候，他一直是有这个孩子般的灵。
And throughout his life,This defined him.
在他一生之间，这个就成为，这就来成为他的定义。
Can this two phrase define us today?
今天这两句话能够成为你我的定义吗？
First phrase, speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
第一个说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
The second phrase, so Samuel did what the Lord said.
第二个就是撒母耳照着耶和华所行的所说的去行。
This is the secret of Samuel.
这就是撒母耳的秘诀。
This is living for Jesus.
这个就是为耶稣而活。
This is presenting your body as a living and holy sacrifice.
这个就是把你的身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的。
And this is consecration.
这个就是奉献。
Samuel has been faithful to this all the time of his life.
撒母耳在他一生中都是如此的忠心。
Pray that the Lord will give us this same burden today.
愿意今天主也把这样的负担放在我们的心里面。
To have this simplicity.
有这样的单纯的心。
To have this humility.
有这样谦卑的灵。
This is first manifestation.
这是第一个彰显。
The second manifestation of a consecrated life.Is to set our mind on the things above.
第二个奉献生活的彰显就是思念上面的事。
In Colossians, Paul says such word. Therefore, if you have seen you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
在哥罗西书里，保罗对我们说：“所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。”
The second manifestation is to set our mind on the things above.
第二个彰显就是要思念上面的事。
There was a man in the Bible who set his mind on things above.From his youth until his old age.
在圣经里面有一个人，他就是思念上面的事，他从他 年幼的时候直到他年老的时候都是思念上面的事。
And this man is Daniel.
那这个人就是但以理。
He spent his entire adult life in foreign countries.
他所有的成年人的日子他都是在一个国外国。
Full of idol worships and corruptions.
是在一个国家里面充满了偶像的敬拜和腐败的国家。
But Daniel was pure before the Lord all the days of his life.
但是在但以理一生，他都是在神的面前是纯洁的。
What was his secret?
那他的秘诀是什么？
Setting his mind on the things above.
他的秘诀乃是就是思念上面的事。
From his very very early age.Daniel set his mind not to be defiled by the king's food and king's wine.
在他年轻的时候，他就以思念上面的事，以不以王的膳和王所饮的酒来玷污他自己。
He made up his mind early.
他在很早的时候就已经定了意。
He's not going to eat.
他就是他不愿意吃。
And therefore, the commander of the official.Approached them, they said, "We are not going to eat king's food."
然后，他就告诉对那太监说，我们不会吃，我们不吃王的膳。
Then he asked for 10 days to test them.
他就要求用十天来试试他们。
For 10 days, they ate vegetable and waters.
这十天，他们只吃素菜跟喝白水。
And after 10 days, their appearance seems.Better than anybody else.
那十天之后，他们的面貌比别人都更好。
They were fatter than all the youth.
他们比其他的少年人都更为肥胖。
Do you think it was because the vegetable and water?
你觉得是因为蔬菜和白水吗？
It was the Lord.
乃是主。
When they stood for the Lord stood with them.
当他们向神向主站立，神就与他们一同站立。
God is always waiting to stand with us if we stand with Him.
神一直在等候来与我们一同站立，若是我们愿意与他站，向着他站立。
Not only Daniel set his mind on things above, his three friends set their mind on things above.
不仅但以理思念上面的事，他的三个朋友也是思念上面的事。
They made up their mind.Not to worship the golden image.
他们定义不跪拜金像。
The king made a golden image.
这个王就建了一个金像。
And made a command.
然后他就立了一个定例。
When the sound of an instrument happens.
当这个音乐的乐器的声音奏响的时候。
Everyone should fall down and worship the golden image.
每一个人都要俯伏敬拜这个金像。
Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire.
凡不俯伏敬拜的必立时扔在烈火的窑中。
So they had the choice.
所以他们有一个选择。
Not a good, very good choice.
并不是一个非常好的选择。
Between worshipping the golden image or the furnace.Of the blazing fire.
是要敬拜这金像呢，还是被扔在烈火的窑中？
But they made up their mind.
但是他们已经定了意。
They did not struggle with the choice at all.
他们一点都不为着这个选择来挣扎。
Brother and sister, this is the secret.
弟兄姐妹们，这个就是秘诀。
They made up their mind already.
他们已经定了意。
They're not going to worship the golden image.
他们不会他们不敬拜金像。
And they were brought to the king.
那他们就被带到王的面前。
You know, the king really loved them.
王实在是非常爱他们。
So the king wanted to give them a second chance.
所以王就给了再给他们一个机会。
The king said, "No, I would sum the music right now."
那王就说，我现在就再让乐器演奏。
If you worship the golden image, then you are fine.
若是你敬拜这个金像的话，那你就没事了。
The king gave them another opportunity to survive.
那王就给了他们另外一个机会，让他们得以存活。
And they said that our God, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire.
他们就对王说，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
They told the king, our decision was made. And our choice is the furnace or blazing fire.
他们就告诉了王说, 我们的决定已经定了, 我们的选择乃是那烈火的窑。
Because our God is able to deliver us from the furnace.
因为我们的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
But they continue.
但是他们继续地说下去。
But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image.
即或不然, 王啊, 你当知道, 我们绝不侍奉你的神, 也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Their mind was really set.
他们的, 心意是已经立定。
The entire world will not be able to change their mind.
整个全世界都没有办法来改变他们的意思。
They chose the furnace.
他们选择了烈火的窑。
Because they believe the Lord is able to deliver them from the furnace.
因为他们深信。 神会把他们从烈火的窑中救出来。
Even if he does not,
即或不然,
let it be known to you, O king,
王啊, 你当知道,
that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image.
我们绝不侍奉你的神, 也不敬拜你的金像。
This is setting your mind on things above.
这个就是思念上面的事。
And they were cast into the furnace.
他们就被扔到烈火的窑中去。
The king really loved them.
这王实在很爱他们。
So the king wants to see what happened.
这个王就要看看到底发生了什么事。
And the king saw four men in the furnace.
这个王就看见在烈火的窑中有四个人。
The king threw three men into the furnace, but he saw four men in the furnace.
这个王是把三个人扔到烈火的窑中，但是当他看的时候，他看见有四个人。And
none of them were harmed.
那没有一个人是受伤的。Brother
and sister, when you stood with the Lord stood with you.
弟兄姐妹们，当你向着神站立的时候，他也必与你一同站立。The
moment you stood with the Lord, immediately the Lord stood with you.
当你 一旦你向神站立的时候，神就立刻与你一同站立。It's
not them who can stand the fire.
并不是因为他们能够来在火中站立。It
is the Lord who can stand the fire.
乃是神能够在火中站立。Brothers
and sisters, this is a great example for us to see.
弟兄姐妹们，这对我们是一个很好的一个好的例子。
Doesn't matter what challenges we face today.
不管我们今天所遇见的, 挑战是什么,
whatever that is.
不管那是什么,
we need to say our God is able to deliver us.
我们必须要能说, 我们的神能够救我们。
This is faith.
这是我们的信心。
But we should also say, but even if it does not,
我们也应当说, 即或不然, 即使他不这样做,
we will still not compromise.
我们仍然不妥协。
This is setting our mind on things above.
这个乃是思念上面的事。
Then in the later years that Daniel was one of the three commissioners for the empire.
在后来，但以理就成为国里面的三个总长之一。
And there are those who were jealous of Daniel.
那有人就妒忌他。
They tried to find ground for accusation.
他们要寻找能够为了要寻找他的过失。
They couldn't find any.
但是他们却找不着。
But they look at Daniel, eventually they found one thing.
他们看了丹尼的生活，他们就只找到一件事情。
We surely can get Daniel this time.
我们这一次一定能够来害丹尼里。Because
Daniel prayed to Jerusalem three times every day.
因为丹尼里一天三次向着耶路撒冷祷告。Not
just once, three times.
不是就一次，三次。
So they tricked the king.
所以他们就告诉王。
Then the king made a commandment.
让王定了一个例。Within
30 days, no one can worship anybody except the king.
在30天里面，没有人可以向任何人敬拜，除了王以外。
If anyone worship any king, any God, then that person will be cast into a lion's den.
若有人, 敬拜任何的神, 他们就会被扔在, 狮子坑里。
No, this is a perfect plan.
这是一个, 非常完美的计划。
They knew Daniel enough to know Daniel will always worship the Lord.
他们知道, 但以理, 他知道但以理会, 一定会敬拜他的神。
So this command, that 30 days that no one can worship any gods except the king.
所以在这个, 禁令乃是说, 在这30天之内不能够敬拜任何的人, 除了王以外。
Therefore, there's no place for Daniel to go except lion's den.
所以在, 对但以理而言, 他没有地方可去, 只会到狮子坑里去。
So when Daniel heard, that, this thing was signed by the king.
当但以理, 知道了, 听见了这个禁令以及盖了玉玺。
The first thing he did is open the window and pray to the Lord.
他第一件事做的就是开了楼上的窗户, 他跪下来, 向神祷告。
He set his mind on things above.
他乃是思念上面的事。
He chose the lion's den from the beginning.
他一开始的就选择了狮子的坑。
There's no struggling.
一点没有挣扎。
When he heard the document was signed, he opened that window wide for everyone to see his praying to the Lord.
当他一听到这个命令已经被盖上了玉玺, 他就打开了他的窗户, 让所有的人能看见, 屈膝跪盖, 跪在神的面前祷告。
And he was cast into lion's den.
那他就被扔在狮子坑里。
But God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth.
但是神就差派他的使者, 来堵住狮子的口。
No injuries was found on Daniel.
但以理并没有受到任何的伤害。
Again, we see when Daniel stood with the Lord stood with him.
再一次我们看见, 当但以理站在神这一边的时候, 神就与他同在。
How can we choose lion's den?
我们怎么能够来选择狮子的坑呢?
How can we choose the furnace of blazing fire?
我们怎么能够来选择那烈火的窑呢?
I think there is a secret in Daniel's and his friend's life.
我们可以看见在但以理和他的朋友身上有一个秘诀。
Daniel wrote in chapter 4, verse 26, this.
但以理在第四章第二十六节就这么说。
It is the heaven that rules.
诸天掌权。
The Most High is ruler of the realm of mankind.
至高者是在人的国中掌权。
This is deeply in their heart.
这乃是深深的在他们的心中。
Doesn't matter what happened in the outside, it is heaven that rules.
不管外面的环境如何, 乃是诸天掌权。
The Most High is ruler of the realm of mankind.
至高者是在人的国中掌权。
Brother and sister, do we know today that it is heaven that rules?
弟兄姐妹们, 我们今天是否知道是诸天掌权呢?
The Most High is ruler of the realm of mankind.
我们是否知道至高者是在人的国中掌权呢?
It's not the circumstances.
并不是我们的环境。
It's not the economy.
并不是这个经济。
It's not the terrorism.
并不是这个, 恐怖分子。
It is the heaven that rules.
乃是诸天掌权。
When the Daniel's three friends stood before the furnace of the blazing fire, they knew it is the heaven that rules.
当但以理的三个朋友在烈火的窑中的时候, 他们知道是诸天掌权。
When Daniel faced the lion's den, he knew it is heaven that rules.
当但以理面对着狮子坑的时候, 他知道是诸天掌权。
Brothers and sisters, whatever the challenge we face today, we must know that it is the heaven that rules.
弟兄姐妹们, 不管我们今天所遇见的挑战, 是什么,我们必须要知道是诸天掌权。
When you have that conviction in your heart and your spirit, you can set your mind on things above.
若是你在你心里面有这样的定义的话, 你就能有这样的信念的话, 你就能够来面对狮子坑。
That's the second manifestation of a consecrated life.
这个是, 奉献生活的第二个表, 第二个彰显。
And the third manifestation is to commit our hands to the building of the house of the Lord.
第三个彰显乃是将我们的双手为着建造耶和华的殿。
We know that David always had a desire for the house of the Lord.
我们知道大卫一直是爱慕神的殿。
When he was first become the king, the first thing he thought about is the Ark of the Covenant.
当他一登上王位的时候，他第一件事情所想的就是约柜。
When he lived in a nice palace, the first thought in his mind is, I am dwelling in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under curtains.
当他自己住在自己漂亮的王宫里面的时候，他所想的就是看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反在幔子里。
But God did not allow David to build his house.
但是耶和华却没有允许大卫来建造一个殿宇为了他。
God said, "You shall not build a house for me to dwell in."
耶和华神对他说，你不要为我建造殿宇。
Because you have shed so much blood on the earth before me.
因为你已经流了许多人的血在地上。
Brother and sister, what will you do?
弟兄姐妹们。那你会怎么做呢?
You have that deep desire to build the house for God, and God said, "You are now not allowed to do it."
你有这样的极深的意愿、心愿，为了要来建造耶和华的殿，但是耶和华神却没有允许你。
David spent the rest of his life to prepare materials for the house of the Lord.
大卫就用他余下的一生来预备建殿的材料。
Every single day of his life, David was thinking about the plan of the house of the Lord.
在每一天的生活里，他都思想到这个殿这个圣殿的蓝图。
He's planning the detail of the house.
这些所有的细节
and the architecture of the house
这个建筑的建圣殿的建筑
the services in the house
这个在圣殿里的侍奉
the utensil in the house
这个在那边的器具
the furniture in the house
在那边在里面的家具
even the art of incense should look like
那个香檀炉应该是怎么样
He spent the rest of his life to design the house.
他用他余生的年日来设计
And to prepare all the materials that's needed for the house.
那他也为着建殿一切所需要的材料而有预备
At the end of his life,
所以在他
he summoned the entire assembly of Israel, and he said to them,
在他年老的时候在他他就把所有的以色列人聚集起来
Then he said to them Now with all my ability I have provided for the house of my God
他就对他们说我为我神的殿已经尽力
You know pay attention to this word David said With all my ability I have provided for the house of my God
他说我为我的神的殿已经尽力预备
The gold for the things of gold
预备了金子做金器
The silver for the things of silver
银子做银器
And the bronze for the things of bronze
铜做铜器
The iron for the things of iron
铁做铁器
And wood for the things of wood
木做木器
Onyx stones and inlay stones stones of antimony and stones of various colors
还有红玛瑙可镶嵌的宝石彩石和一切的宝石并许多的汉白玉
and all kinds of precious stones alabaster in abundance
所有这一切的宝石都是有充足的分量
Was it enough?
是不是还足够呢?
It sure is enough, right?
我想一定是应该是足够的。
But David said, moreover,
但是大卫说需要更多。
In my delight, verse 3, in the house of my God, The treasure I have of gold and silver, I give to the house of my God.
在第三节他就说，且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。
Over above all that I have already provided for the holy temple.
又在我已经所预备的建殿的材料之外，我又在更多的献上。
So David said, I prepare with all my ability these things for the Lord.
保罗就说我已经尽力为着神建 大卫就说我已经尽力为着神建殿来预备了这一切。
But I want to offer even more for my own account.
但是我愿意从我自己的积蓄里面有更多的献上。
And he gave additional 3,000 talents of gold and 7,000 talents of silver.
那他就在预备了3,000他连得的金子，还有7,000他连得的银子。
Then he said, of gold for the things of gold, and of silver for the things of silver, that is, for all the work done by the craftsmen.
那他就说金子做金器，银子做银器，并借匠人的手制造一切。
Then he presented a challenge to all Israel. Then he said,
那他就对所有的以色列人有一个挑战。
Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
After all he had done,
在他所有预备的一切之外，
then he presented the challenge to the entire assembly of Israel.
他就向着整一个所有的以色列会众有了这样的挑战。
Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
You know, in Hebrew, consecrate, the word consecrate has two different meanings.
在希伯来文里面，这个奉献这个词有两个意思。
There are two different words.
这是两个不同的字在一起。
The first word, something that we're familiar with, is setting aside.
第一个字是我们比较熟悉的，就是分别出来。
Or make it clean.
或者是使它成为洁净。
Or make it holy.
或使它成圣。
So when you consecrate a person to be a priest, you set aside this person to be a priest.
当你把一个人分别出为圣，当作祭司的时候，你就是把他分别出来。
You make this person holy in order to serve as priest.
你让这个人成圣，所以他能够来尽祭司的职分。
And this consecration.It's a consecration of our hearts.
那这个奉献乃是我们奉献我们的心。
But consecrate has a different, another meaning.
但是在奉献这个字还有另外一个意思。
And that is the word David used in the First Chronicle 29.
这个字的意思乃是大卫在历代志上29章所用的。
Means fill their hand for the Lord.
他的意思就是盛满他们的手是归给耶和华。
You know, when Aaron was consecrated, and this is exactly what happened during the consecration.
当亚伦他被奉献献上的时候，这就是所发生的事情。
As part of the consecration, Moses filled Aaron's hand with the following things.
在亚伦被献上为祭司的时候，摩西就在亚伦的手里放了许多的东西。
So you picture this, the Aaron put his hand up like this.
所以你就设想亚伦把他的手打开这样子。
And Moses is putting things onto his hand.
那摩西就把东西放在他的手上。
First thing is the fat from the ram.
第一个放的就是羊的脂油。
So all the fat of the rams onto the hand of Aaron.
所以羊的脂油就放在亚伦的手上。
That's pretty heavy, a lot of fat.
这是非常的重，有很多的脂油。
Can you imagine the fat of a ram?
那你可不可以想象那个羊的那个脂油
totally on his hand，
全部都放在亚伦的手上。
And then the second thing is a fat tail，
然后再来就是把肥尾巴放上去。
I'll put a fat tail on his hand，
然后再把肥尾巴放上去。
So I got the fat and the fat tail，
然后在这边有羊的脂油也有肥尾巴。
Okay， but then they put the fat that cover the entrails onto the hand，
然后再把那个盖脏的脂油再放在上面。
Then the lobeOf the liver onto the hand，
然后把那个放在肝上的那个网子也放在上面。
Is it enough？
这是不是够了呢
？No，
还不是的。
Two kidneys onto the，
然后把两个腰子放在上面。
And the fat that's on the kidneys，
还有腰子上的脂油也放在上面。
So Aaron is doing this，
然后亚伦做就是一直往下坠。
It's a lot of things in his hand，
在他的手中有许多的东西。
Not done yet。
那他还没有完。
The right side onto his hand，
右腿还要放上去。
Is it enough？
够不够呢
？Not enough，
还不够。
One cake of bread，
还有一个饼要放上去。
And one cake of bread mixed with oil，
还有一个调油的饼要放上去。
Is it enough？
够吗
？Not enough，
还不够。
One wafer of unleavened bread，
一个无效的薄饼也要放上去。
So you can see the pictures. The Aaron's hand was full.
你可以看见那个图画，亚伦的手是充满了东西。
And Aaron has to weigh before the Lord.
然后亚伦要在神的面前做摇祭。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Aaron commit his hand wholly for the Lord.
乃是亚伦把他的双手完全的交给神。
Brothers and sisters.Consecration has two parts.
弟兄姐妹们，奉献有两个部分。
The consecration of our heart.
一个是我们心中的奉献。
But this consecration has to move from your heart to your hands.
但是这一个奉献必须要从你的心到你的手上。
Real consecration moves from the heart to the hands.
真实的奉献乃是从心里到手上。
David had the heart，
大卫有这样的心愿。
But David gave his hand to the building of the house of the Lord。
那大卫就把他的手献上，为着建造神的殿。
Remember the remnants。
你记得那些渔民吗
？In the time of Nehemiah，
在尼希米记得那些渔民吗
？They had the heart。
他们有心愿。
But your hands were full of something else.
但他们的双手却充满了其他的东西。
For this reason, David called the entire assembly of Israel.
为了这个原因，大卫就呼召了整个，召集了整个以色列的全会众。
To give their hands to the building of the house of the Lord.
要他们献上他们的双手，为着建造耶和华的殿。
So David said, "Who is willing?" To consecrate himself this day to the Lord.
所以大卫就对他们说，今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华？
David was saying, "Who is willing to fill his hands for the Lord?"
大卫乃是说，今天有谁愿意充满他们的双手来为着神献给神？
Who is willing to give his hand for the building of the house of the Lord?
谁有乐意把他们的双手为着耶和华的殿的建造呢？
We do love our Lord.
我们都爱我们的主。
But we also love the Lord with our hands.
我们是否也以我们的手来爱我们的主呢？
Are our hands full today?
我们今天我们的双手是充满的吗？
I believe that today our hands are indeed full.
我相信我们今天每一个人的双手都是满的。
Not only that, I believe today our children's handsare full as well.
不仅如此，我相信我们的孩子们，他们的手也是满的。
But do we fill our hands in order for them to build the house of the Lord?
但是我们是否充满我们的双手是为着建造耶和华的殿呢？
Or do we fill their hands to build their own house in the futures?
还是我们充满他们的手，为着建造他们将来未来自己的家呢？
True consecration must move from heart to hands.
一个真实的奉献必须要从内心 到手。
So today, the real question is, who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
所以今天这真正的问题乃是今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Brother and sister, we saw the three manifestations.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看见了这三个的彰显。
The first manifestation is to have a spirit of humility and simplicity.
第一个彰显乃是有一个谦卑的灵和单纯的灵心。
With the Spirit, we will say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
带着这样子的灵，我们就能够对，我们就能够说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
We will do what the Lord said to us.
我们会照着耶和华所说的而行。
The second manifestation is to set our minds on things above.
第三个彰显乃是就思念上面的事。
Satan will challenge us in very many different ways.
撒旦会用许许多多其他的方法来向我们发挑战。
But we should say, the Lord is able to deliver us.
但是我们必须要说我们的神能够拯救我们。
Even if he does not,
即或不然,
we will not change our mind.
我们不会改变我们的心意。
We set our mind on things above.
我们必须要有思念，能够思念上面的事。
Then the third manifestation is to commit our hands to the building of the house of the Lord.
那第三个彰显乃是献上我们的双手，为建造耶和华的殿。
It is necessary to consecrate our heart.
我们奉献我们的心是必须的。
But real consecration must move from your heart to your hands.
但是真实的奉献必须要从你的心到你的手。
And today, who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
那今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Brothers and sisters, may I ask you a question? Is this thing easy or is it hard?
弟兄姐妹们，我可不可以问你们一个问题？这件事是否是简单的，还是困难的？
How many of us think this is easy?
有多少是认为这是简单的？
How many of think this is hard?
有多少人认为这是困难的？
It is very easy for Daniel.
对但以理是非常的容易。
But it is very difficult for kings of Judah.
但是对着那犹大王却是何等的困难。
You know, you look at the chronicle or the second king, at the end, the king of Judah,were very young.
你看到那在历代志或者是在列王记下那些最后的那几个王，他们都是非常年轻的。
But it was hard for them.
但是对他们是何等的困难。
But it's easy for Daniel.
但是对但以理却是容易的。
It is easy for Samuel, but it's very hard. It's very hard for Eli.
对撒母耳是容易的。但是对以利却是困难的。
It is easy for David, but it is hard for Saul.
对着大卫是容易的，但是对扫罗王却是困难的。
So what is the difference?
那这是区别在哪里呢？
The difference is taking the first step.
这区别就是在那踏出第一步。
Samuel.Took that first step and said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
撒母耳就踏出了第一步，说：“耶和华，请说，仆人静听。”
Those kings of Judah never did that.
这些犹大的这些王，他们从来没有这样做。
Daniel took the first step and told the commander of the officials they would not eat.
但以理他就踏出了第一步，他告诉那些太监们说：“我们不用王的膳。”
And David, after he was told not to build the house of the Lord, spent the rest of his life prepared for it.
大卫在当他听见神不愿意不要他建造神的殿的时候，他用他余生的年日来预备建殿的材料。
When we take that first step.The God will take care of the rest.
当我们踏出第一步，神就会负责其他的。
When Samuel committed to the Lord, and the Lord committed to Samuel.
当撒母耳把他自己完全交给主，神也交托给他。
When Daniel stood for the Lord stood for Daniel.
当但以理他向着神站立的时候，神也与他一同站立。
When David desired to build the house of God, God desired to build the house for David.
当大卫有这样的心愿，来建造神的殿，神就有这样心愿来建造大卫的家。
It is easy if you are willing to take the first step.
若是你愿意踏出这第一步的话，那就是容易的。
It is easy if you tell your servant to leave to stay with donkeys and you move forward.
你若是告诉你的仆人和驴子一起留在这里，你就往前走，这个是容易的。
It is hard if you're not taking that first step.
但是你若是不踏出那第一步的话，就是困难的。
That's why Paul has the urgency to write in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章就有这样子一个迫切的请求。
He urged brother and sister to take that first step.
他就来劝我们，劝弟兄姐妹们来踏出这第一步。
God is the author and perfecter of our faith.
神是为我们信心创始成终的。
But none of us will be saved if we did not take that first step.
我们没有一个人踏出那第一步，没有一个人会得救的。
And today is the same way.
那今天也是如此。
If we want to connect the power to the truth,
若是我们要把那个大能与真理连接在一起的话,
we need to take this first step.
我们必须踏出这第一步。
To present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
乃是将我们的身体献上，当作一个活的圣洁的祭。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we do thank you today we can come together and share your words.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们能够聚集在你面前来交通你的话语。
We pray that all of us this morning will have that spirit of a child.
我们愿意，我们每一个人都有着孩子般的灵。
And from our heart, we say, Lord, speak, your servant is listening.
从我们的心，我们对你说，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Not only today, it's for every day of our life.
不仅是今天，我们剩下的在世的每一天。
Not only we can hear your words, we desire to do according to your word.
我们不仅愿意听见你的话语，我们也愿意照着你所说的去行。
Give us this childlike spirit.
给我们这样子孩子般的灵。
We also pray that by your mercy we can set our mind on things above.
我们也愿意照着你的慈悲，我们能够来思念上面的事。
Truly trust our Lord is able to deliver us from any circumstances.
完全的相信我们的主能够救我们脱离一切的环境。
Even if you do not, we will still commit to you.
即或不然，我们仍然把自己完全的交托在你手中。
So we also pray that at this day, we're willing to respond to the calling from David.
我们今天也愿意都来回应大卫的呼召。
To fill our hands for the building of the house of the Lord.
来装满我们的手，为了要建造耶和华的殿。
Give us that power and strength to take that first step.
求你把赐下这个能力跟力量，让我们能够来踏出第一步。
Leave our servant and a donkey aside.
把我们的仆人和驴驹放在一边。
Let's go forward.
让我们能够向前走。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。